More Idaho Matters right now. Resort towns across the West saw record-breaking real estate prices last year. Housing has always been hard to come by in that region, but new data shows the problem, well, it's getting worse. Will Walkie of the Mountain West News Bureau reports.
Brandon Whitesoul made his living in real estate in the Atlanta area, often developing affordable or luxury apartments. But when he was 31, he visited Jackson Hole, Wyoming for the first time, seeing the Tetons and the wilderness that surrounds them hooked him almost immediately.
It's been preserved, and the people that have been living here for a long time are really passionate about the wildlife, and that's what kind of overtook me, to be honest with you.
Several years down the road, Whitesoul was financially stable enough to retire young. In 2018, he moved to Jackson Hole full-time. Now, he snowboards, mountain bikes, and explores Wyoming with his wife and son.
And so it really is this beautiful utopia. It really is. It's a bubble. I think this is a great place to raise a child. It's safe.
But that bubble doesn't feel like a utopia to everyone. Last year, the average single-family home price in Jackson Hole topped $5 million for the first time ever, almost double what it was in 2019. That's pricing out locals like Ariel Kazunas, who works for a nonprofit. She's lived in town for about 10 years and says she can look out her window and see multiple construction sites.
A lot of homes are just getting straight up demolished to make room for bigger homes that are selling for a lot more than anyone I know can afford.
Last year, out of nearly 200 single-family houses that sold in Jackson Hole, only two were for under $1 million. Right now, Kazunas is paying about $1,200 a month to rent a room in a condo.
I'm almost 38 years old and would at some point love to not have to have roommates. And I don't see that happening in Jackson if things stay the way that they are.
Kazunas has thought about moving away. During her time in the area, she's seen an exodus of friends, even doctors and lawyers who can't afford to stay. Jackson Hole has shortages of staff in almost every field, from snowplow drivers to teachers to restaurant workers.
It sits wrong that, like, just because I don't have millions of dollars, I shouldn't get to live where I want to live.
Jackson Hole isn't the only mountain town facing housing shortages. Lake Tahoe in California and Nevada, and parts of Park City, Utah, also saw prices reach records last year. In Colorado mountain towns, a recent survey showed that 31% of long-term renters say they have severe difficulties finding a place to live. Dan Dockray is a realtor in Telluride, Colorado. He says the pandemic prompted wealthy people to go hunting for homes in the mountains.
People were locked down and they kind of said, what am I doing with my life and these things? And they said, part of that is I want to prioritize lifestyle.
Dockray says the housing supply is also low because of skyrocketing transportation, labor, and material costs. And with national trends like rising interest rates and an uncertain stock market, he expected fewer buyers last year. He was wrong, and now he expects prices to keep rising.
I think we're going to see demand become stronger by summer as people realize we're either in a recession or we're not.
In the meantime, towns are looking for new ways to keep their local workforce. That includes down payment assistance programs, limiting short-term rentals, and allowing for denser neighborhoods. For his part, Whitesoul doesn't want to see people priced out of the area. He also knows that he, like every other person with money coming into Jackson Hole, is part of the problem. But he says he's fully invested in his community.
I'm not going to be ashamed of what I've done for myself anymore and hide it. It's like I worked hard and I'm proud.
As a former developer, he says local governments need to incentivize people to build cheaper lodging, especially in areas where land is so hard to come by. Other local residents are advocating for higher taxes for those who leave their homes empty for part of the year. The problem for local workers like Kazunas, though, is that solutions are expensive and can take too much time.
When you get a really one-dimensional community, it just feels like it's going to be really easy to tip that community over. It's not going to be able to, like, handle what's coming.
For mountain towns across the West, it's hard to keep things upright when there are so many wealthy people looking for their personal paradise, no matter the cost. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Will Walkie.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Chip Brantley, co-host of the NPR podcast White Lies. Before we found the man in Vancouver, before we sued the State Department, before we snuck into the graveyard of a federal penitentiary, all we had were the photographs. Photographs of a group of Cuban men standing on the roof of a prison in rural Alabama. That's this season on the NPR podcast, White Lies.